sit at my table.
Dignity.
Security.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Respect.
Justice.
Justice.
Justice. Justice.
Justice.
Equality.
Equality.
Remedy. And protection.
Fairness.
Fair time.
Privacy.
Right.
Well.
Peace.
Losers.
New.
Men.
This is my mistake. Let me make it good. I raise the wall. And I will be the one to knock it down.
Asylum.
Identity.
Family.
Home.
Conscience.
Expression.
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 Participation.
Democracy.
Welfare.
Work.
Work.
Leisure.
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 Health.
Education.
Progress.
Culture.
Human rights.
Cartagena.
Solidarity.
Fill in the mortar. I raise the wall, and I'm the only one. I will be the one to knock it down.
Good afternoon to all of our listeners on CJTR Community Radio at 91.3 FM and over the internet at cjtr.ca. We can also be heard on SaskTel Max at channel 806 and Access Communications Digital Service at channel 700. And while I'm at it, I have to add, you can also hear us using the new CJTR app. Did you know there's a new app? You're supposed to say, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you all about it, okay? You can download this for your Apple or your Android device, and it's developed by Push Interactions. It features our online streaming audio 24 hours a day, links to our website, programming schedule, Facebook, and Twitter pages, too. The app is free, and it's available in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. And you can also go to www.pushinteractions.com/CJTR for a link to download the app for your device. So you can take CJTR with you wherever you go with our brand new app available now. So that's another way that you can listen to CJTR and you can listen to Human Rights Radio. Wherever you are, welcome to Human Rights Radio, hosted weekly by Amnesty International volunteers, who are a worldwide movement of people dedicated to the promotion of human rights and the safety of all human beings. We're building a world in which every person enjoys the rights included in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and other human rights standards. Our theme song is titled 30 Words, The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, written and performed by REM and a collection of musicians from around the world. My name is Jim Hutchings, and with me today are my co-hosts, Brian Brocheza and Amanda Schlede. We're going to talk about the United Nations Universal Declaration on Human Rights, which was declared on December 10th, 1948, year after I was born, 66 years ago. We're also going to talk about Right for Rights, Amnesty International's event to mark this special day, and what Amnesty members locally are doing on Wednesday, December 10th. Welcome.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having
Hello.
Us.
And we're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah, we definitely
Wednesday.
Will.
It's going to be, well, tell me where it's going to be.
So actually, Jim, Amnesty Saskatchewan will be celebrating Right for Rights in three different places. Particularly in Regina, we'll be having it at the Artful Dodger on December the 10th, which is Wednesday, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. We also have a group that will be gathering together in Saskatoon, and they'll be doing it also on Wednesday, December the 10th at 7:30. That's when they're starting. And they'll be having it at the Augustana Lutheran Church And we also finally have the event happening at Moose Jaw. It'll be on Wednesday, and it'll start from 1 p.m. and it'll go all the way till 4:15. It'll be held at the Newcomer Welcome Center at the 432 Main Street. So we've got a whole lot of events going on December the 10th, just to celebrate the UN Declaration of Human Rights, obviously through this event, Right for Rights. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Well, I think we should tell people what we're up to here. Yeah. And what we want to do is we want to do two things. We want to tell people about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, if they've never heard about it, and what it is all about. And we also want to tell people about Amnesty International and why this is a big deal on December 10th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's start off with the United Nations Declaration on Human Rights.
Sure. Amanda, you want to...
So the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was adopted by the UN General Assembly on December 10th, 1948, at the Palais de Chaillot in Paris. The declaration arose directly from the experience of the Second World War, and it represents the first global expression, of rights to which all human beings are inherently entitled. The full text is published by the United Nations on their website. Yeah.
So, I've got it.
You've got it right with you.
I do.
Do you want to read some excerpts from it?
Sure. I'll start off with the preamble. And the preamble says, whereas. Most preambles start off with a whereas.
They do.
Recognition of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. Whereas disregard and contempt for human rights have resulted in barbarous acts which have outraged the conscience of mankind, and the advent of a world in which human beings shall enjoy freedom of speech and belief and freedom from fear and want has been proclaimed as the highest aspiration of the common people. Whereas it is essential, if man is not to be compelled to have recourse as a last resort to rebellion against tyranny and oppression, that human rights should be protected by the rule of law. Whereas it is essential to promote the development of friendly relations between nations. Whereas the peoples of the United Nations have in the Charter reaffirmed their faith in fundamental human rights, in the dignity and worth of the human person, and in the equal rights of men and women, and have determined to promote social progress and better standards of life in larger freedom. Whereas member states have pledged themselves to achieve in cooperation with the United Nations the promotion of universal respect for and observance of human rights and fundamental freedoms. Whereas a common understanding of these rights and freedoms is of the greatest importance for the full realization of this pledge. Now, therefore, the General Assembly proclaims the Universal Declaration of Human Rights as a common standard of achievement for all peoples and all nations, to the end that every individual and every organ of society, keeping this declaration constantly in mind, shall strive by teaching and education to promote respect for these rights and freedoms, and by progressive measures, national and international, to secure their universal and effective recognition and observance both among the peoples of member states themselves and among the peoples of territories under their jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. So that's how it starts off.
And so, obviously the declarations received numerous praises from a number of notable folks. Lebanese philosopher and diplomat Charles Malik called it an international document of the first order of importance. While Eleanor Roosevelt, the first chairwoman of the Commission on Human Rights that actually drafted the declaration, said it might as well become the international Magna Carta for all men everywhere. So obviously it highlights the importance. We all know why we really support a document of this magnitude, and that's why we celebrate such a declaration with our Right for Rights events.
And you'll notice there was a Canadian who made the first draft.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't remember that.
That's right. There was awesome. A J.P. Humphreys, I believe, and there's a statue of him somewhere in the Maritimes. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, the Canadian government didn't vote for the first draft, but they did vote for the second.
Yes.
It was drafted by somebody else using the first draft as a guide.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it starts off with good things like Article 1, all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act toward one another in a spirit of brotherhood.
Mm-hmm. Pretty,
pretty simple. But, you know,
some lasting effects there.
When you look at world history, past and present, you know, it's something that people should be paying attention to, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Article 2, everyone is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration, without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. Furthermore, no distinction shall be made on the basis of the political, jurisdictional, or international status of the country or territory to which a person belongs, whether it be independent, trust, non-self-governing, or under any other limitation of sovereignty. So what they're basically saying is, we don't care whether you're in a democracy or an oligarchy, dictatorship, or whatever. These rights exist for everybody regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. And AI has actually celebrated this declaration, aside from Right for Rights events. Mandy, you want to?
Yeah. In 1988, director Stephen R. Johnson and 41 international animators, musicians, and producers created a 20-minute video, actually, for Amnesty International to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Universal Declaration. So the video was brought to life the declaration and the 30 articles. So they incorporated it all. And that was something Amnesty has been involved with.
Mm-hmm. And then Amnesty also celebrated the Human Rights Day and the 60th anniversary of the declaration all over the world by organizing the Fire Up event. So you know, we really, really do support it. And maybe that's a good segue to talking a little bit more about Right for Rights.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So where's it going to happen? Here in Regina.
In Regina, Artful Dodger, like we mentioned earlier. This Wednesday, like I said, it'll start from 5 to 9 p.m. And it's a come and go. So you don't have to stay all 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We would like you to come and stay for all 4 hours. We've got a lot of things planned for festivities and, but it mostly focus on letter writing.
Right.
It's more than anything else. It'll focus on letter writing.
But you're going to have a few videos there.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have.
And they're not going to be long.
No. They're going to be short videos, all supporting, all related to the cases that we're talking about. And also, that will highlight what Amnesty International is about. Yeah. And, Amanda, do you want to talk a little bit more about the Right for Rights?
Sure. So Amnesty International Regina, our Right for Rights event, is actually the world's largest letter writing event on International Human Rights Day, which is December 10th. Activists in over more than 80 countries gather on their own in large and small events to press governments to respond to a human rights concern on selected high priority cases. We also write letters of hope and solidarity directly to prisoners or people experiencing human rights violations.
Mm-hmm. And that's really what we do during these events. We write letters for solidarity to a number of cases, human rights cases. Yep. And then we also write to governments and kind of encourage them to take a look at these cases and review them and hopefully put up a favorable response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and key there too is the idea that they're selected human rights actions, because Amnesty International goes to an awful lot of effort to make sure they have the facts straight.
Mm-hmm.
They do the research, and when we have an action that we're writing for, we know we've got the information properly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And last year, actually, we had over 2 million letters that were written worldwide, and we plan to top that this number this year, I guess,
so.
Right?
Wow.
That's our goal.
So come on down and any of our events. And like we said, it's not just here in Saskatchewan, but it's all around the world, 80 countries. You can check out the website, Amnesty International, for some of those events. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so maybe we could also play a video that would speak a little to Right for Rights.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do that.
Yeah,
Right for Rights Marathon.
Good idea.
10 years ago, Amnesty Poland got together to write letters, challenging governments and authorities and sending messages of support to individuals and communities suffering human rights abuses. The Letter Writing Marathon was born.
Bulldozers, tractors, camioane, mașini chiar de gunoi și unde le-am dus mobila pentru a ne evacua forța din casă.
From humble beginnings grew a huge movement of global public activism. In 2012, over 1.6 million actions were taken on behalf of individuals and communities. The cases included the Costei Street community, forcibly evicted from their homes in Romania. No longer ignored, the case has achieved international coverage and attention.
Vreau să vă spun încă o dată că le mulțumesc celor de la Amnesty că ne sprijină necondiționat.
And her voice is joined by others.
Because where I was living, I could no longer live there. Now, as you see, all the whole place where there were fish, no fish, all the ecosystem, all is dead. Amnesty International, they came in. Through you people, the world have known our problem.
Dos días, casi tres días pasé buscando. Yo que pongo las noticias y la voy viendo ahí boca abajo, muerta.
Recibí tanta solidaridad, tanta muestra de cariño, me ha llenado de fortaleza.
Я ощущал волны поддержки и участия. Эти люди выражают свой протест против систематических нарушений прав человека.
But the struggles continue.
Noi sperăm ca cu ajutorul Amnesty International să fim mutați cât mai repede în decurs.
There is still more that you can do.
Okay. And if you go to the Amnesty site yourself, you can go to the... Oh, there we got more. I'm gonna calm that down there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If you go to the Amnesty site yourself, either Amnesty Canada or if you go to amnesty.org, I believe is the international address. There's all kinds of information. You know, you could be there all day, honestly, reading the success stories or reading the urgent actions or the situations around the world. And not necessarily internationally, because we have our own issues here in Canada. Stolen Sisters is one, a very important one.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been on that campaign for quite some time. And I guess we'll have to keep at it because we're not seeing the results we want yet.
Yeah.
Another one is Canadian mining companies. And their operations, both here in Canada and in developing countries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a show here a little while ago with Robbie Humble, who took a trip down to Nicaragua, I believe. Yeah. Okay.
I think so. I believe so, Jim.
my elder brain here is slipping a cog. But anyway, she went and actually saw firsthand the way the companies that are subsidiaries of Canadian mining companies are treating First Nations people and how
resources that are everyone's, like water, fresh water, are being threatened by the actions of these companies. And that's one of our human rights, is a right to fresh water. Mm-hmm. But so mm-hmm. this goes on and on. And so anyway, what we're doing with our letter writing, of course, is we're bringing these things to the attention of people who can make a difference if they choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and letters, when we write letters, they don't have to be long or too detailed. And as you mentioned, Jim, these cases have been researched by Amnesty folks that are on the ground. They know the background. They know the history. So these cases have been verified, and you know, these are mostly prisoners of conscience or those kind of instances. And in each action, actually, Amnesty will include the exact request that we would like to make, who to write to, and those kind of information. And also, if you do have any specific information of a country or language, then you may choose to write a more detailed letter. But all types of letters are definitely valuable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really and you don't need to be afraid of the whole idea of writing letters. I know letter writing is something that a lot of people haven't done since mm-hmm. school, and they're just not used to it. They don't know how to write a letter anymore, but we will show you how.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have people there that can show you how to go about writing the letter. Yeah. And the urgent actions, like Brian was saying, are constructed in such a way that you know exactly what points you want to make. And I know myself, I have a routine. When I'm writing letters, I'll first say who I am. You know, I'm an Amnesty International member from Regina, Canada, and I'm concerned for the welfare of whoever it is I'm writing about. Yeah. And then I just go right into, you know, we want you to let these guys out of jail, or we want you to allow them to see a doctor or mm-hmm. a lawyer mm-hmm. or their families. Mm-hmm. Or
those specific kind of examples,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. So, and then I thank them very much for their attention.
Mm-hmm.
And
you are obviously one of the polite about it.
Yeah. Oh yes. Oh yes. You're always very polite about it. And mm-hmm. the whole idea is to have a pile of these letters hit their desk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when the people involved get tired of hauling the bags of mail out of their office, they will quite often, just for that reason alone, mm-hmm. let these people out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's important to remember that when we write the individual letters combined with others from all over the world, it can lead to a dramatic improvement in the situation of a victim of human rights abuse. Mm-hmm. Putting pressure on officials through letter writing can result in many positive changes to mm-hmm. occur.
Yep. Yeah, and later we'll highlight some success stories mm-hmm. that have come about from letter writing, and specifically through huge events like the Right for Rights, where you get a whole load of people writing to a particular case, and they do make a change. So, mm-hmm. and like Jim said, mm-hmm. if you haven't written a letter in a long time, not a big deal.
No.
During our Right for Rights event, we'll highlight every single thing you mm-hmm. need to print.
You can print.
It'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And in some instances, you'll even have, they'll give you email addresses.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can email, fax, write a letter.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many ways to really support these cases. Right?
And while we're talking about letter writing, I'd just like to touch on one thing. We're always, you know, like any organization, we have our needs, financial needs, and one of the big ones is the cost of stamps.
Mm-hmm.
It's recently gone up.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. now, if we want to send an international letter, that's, you know, besides, maybe it cost a few more cents to send to the States. But if you want to send it anywhere other than Canada and the States, a stamp costs $2.50. And so if you're writing lots, how many letters did, we said 2 million letters?
Yeah,
2.3 million, I believe, last Right for Rights event mm-hmm. in 2013. So it was a whole lot of letters.
So how many of those were written in Canada to go to international addresses? That's mm-hmm. a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do it because we believe in the positive benefits that come about from writing letters.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, we'll talk about all this, a number of success cases that have come about through writing, or letter writing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, later after the break.
Okay, well, I guess we'll hit the break a little early.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a crime, is it?
No, I think we should be okay with it.
Yeah.
And when we're coming out of the break, we got a great Amnesty CD, which you can buy yourself on the Amnesty site, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bunch of covers of Bob Dylan songs. Chimes of Freedom is the name of the CD. We've talked about it often.
Yeah.
And I was discovering when I was looking for a piece to play, Adele has has a cover of a Bob Dylan tune that she sings. So we are going to play that after the break. So we'll see you after we're done playing Adele's, what is it that she's singing? She is singing Make You Feel My Love, Adele. And that'll be right after the break.
I'm going to start with Make You Feel My Love, which is a Bob Dylan cover. To make you feel my ease. Thank you very much.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
She is good.
Yeah, that's a great really song. Song.
Yeah, and what are we going to do next? We're having this big argument there.
We're trying to slug it out.
I want
to
do this.
I don't want to do that.
I think that it's good to start off with some more articles.
Okay, I've got some more articles right here.
From the UN Declaration of Human Rights. That would be great.
Alrighty, and this is kind of basic stuff, but if you don't say it, you know. Article 3, everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of person. Article 4, no one shall be held in slavery or servitude. Slavery and the slave trade shall be prohibited in all their forms. And I'm afraid we know for a fact that that's not true everywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. You know.
No one shall be subjected, this is Article 5, no one shall be subjected to cruel, to torture, or to cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment. And unfortunately, that's not true either, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems to be, there's this little caveat that in various countries, including the United States, you know, unless we want to. Everyone has the right to recognition everywhere as a person before the law. And we know of so many instances in this country, not to mention other countries that don't have the legal system we have, that it's not true, or it's flaky, you know. We've had a citizen, and if my memory was any better, I'd remember, but we've had a citizen that was shipped off to Syria for torture, Canadian citizen. Thanks to the states and the RCMP's help in that, and that was a few years ago. Now, when he came back, sued the government for about, I don't know, how many million bucks? I'm not sure. But still, it happened. I'll finish off here. This is just Article 7, and there's 30 of them altogether, roughly. Article 7 says, all are equal before the law and are entitled, without any discrimination, to equal protection of the law. All are entitled to equal protection against any discrimination in violation of this declaration and against any incitement to such discrimination. And we just have to look south of the border here right now to see what's happening with the way police are acting towards the black minority. In fact, I don't know how much a minority they are anymore, but still, there's things that need to be changed in this world, for sure.
Well, definitely the UN Declaration of Human Rights is, for a lot of intents and purposes, Amnesty's, one of Amnesty's guiding documents.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. So for a lot of things that we do, I know that a lot of times our folks have to go back and say, is this a human right issue? Mm-hmm. Let's go check the declaration. Mm-hmm. So it's been so critical. Almost like what you said, Jim, it's, while it's so obvious and so, you know, you think it's common knowledge, it's stated there so that it's clear, so that it's these are human rights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so.
But just thinking here too, just last week or 2 weeks ago was the 30th anniversary of a horrendous event in India, in Bhopal. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to believe that it was 30 years ago that the Union Carbide Chemical Company in India had a tremendous an accident where thousands of people were affected, killed, and there's still people alive today who are the survivors are still suffering, and proper compensation has not happened. Union Carbide has been sold to Dow Chemical, and Dow Chemical has stated unequivocally that they have no intention of compensating these people properly. And so we continually remind the world that Union Carbide and its purchaser, Dow Chemical, should step up to the plate and properly compensate these victims of their neglect in Bhopal.
Yeah, and thanks for introing that, Jim. Obviously, the Bhopal case is one of 10 cases that Amnesty Canada is going to be writing about for Right for Rights. And I'd like to just remind everyone, we've got 3 Right for Rights events here in Saskatchewan. The one here in Regina is going to be on Wednesday from 5 to 9 p.m. And we invite everyone to come to the Artful Dodger. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to talk about these 10 cases. We're going to write about them. Saskatoon has their event as well on the 10th, which is going to start, though, at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be at the Augustana Lutheran Church. Mm-hmm. And finally, the event at Moose Jaw will also be on Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 4:15 p.m. at the Newcomer Welcome Center. And for more details about all of our events, you can check out the Amnesty Saskatchewan Facebook page.
I just wanted to say one thing, Brian, before we listen to that video you've got to. This is something that we don't do just one day a week, you know, one day a year. We have weekly letter writing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You know, here in Regina on Tuesdays at the at Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to go there. If you want to write letters on your own, you can go to the website and you can find an urgent action that interests you, and all the information is there. Mm-hmm. And so you can write a letter totally on your own.
Yeah.
You don't have to get together with us or come to December 10th. We'd love to have you come to
the website. Love to have you.
But you don't have to. You can do all this on your own if you like.
The website is.
Yeah, the cases that we're going to be writing for, anyone can access it at writeathon.ca. Mm-hmm. So, they'll all be there.
And also just a plug about our event. If you need more information, as I was saying, you could go to Facebook and type in Amnesty Saskatchewan. And once you're there, you'll see on the side that the three events, and you can link to any of those events. We also have an amnestysaskatchewan.ca website, and that'll link you to more information as well. So,
and thanks to Carol Cairns for making the Artful Dodger available for us for Right for Rights.
Wonderful.
We really appreciate her cooperation.
And this is our third year running at Artful Dodger here in Regina. Those events are, as we've mentioned, a lot of fun. And we just get together as people concerned about human rights issues and just people want to make a change. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, oh, how am I going to do that? I'm just one person. This is a real way to do that.
It works.
Yeah. And just going back again, Jim, to what you were saying about Bhopal, actually we have a video here of Martin Sheen. It's a really short video talking about Bhopal, and I'm going to play it right now.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Martin Sheen. In December 1984, thousands of people died when toxic gas leaked from the Union Carbide factory in Bhopal, India. Thousands more died in the months and years that followed. Amnesty International estimates the death toll at more than 20,000. Those who survived have faced long-term health problems but receive little medical help. This was not an unavoidable accident. There is evidence that the companies responsible for the factory site failed to take adequate precautions both before and after the leak. For 30 years, the survivors of Bhopal have campaigned for justice, for fair compensation, health care, and for Union Carbide, now owned by Dow Chemical, to be held accountable. 25 years after the disaster, seven former employees of Union Carbide's India subsidiary were found guilty of causing death by negligence. The U.S. parent company faces criminal charges in India, but has never appeared in court to answer those charges. Bhopal is not just a human rights tragedy from the last century. It is a human rights travesty today. Amnesty International works alongside the people of Bhopal, campaigning for justice for Bhopal. To find out more and what you can do to help, please go to www.amnesty.org. And thank you.
Yeah, so that's Martin Sheen, the actor, talking about what you were mentioning earlier, the Bhopal tragedy about 30 years ago.
Yes.
That's one of the cases that we're writing about.
Yeah.
A couple of other cases are in South Africa. Pregnancy Shouldn't Kill, is one of those cases. And basically, we're going to be writing about women and girls in Mukundo. So a little bit about getting them access to health care. And also we're talking about Lu Ping in China, a free, outspoken human rights defender, And we also will be writing about Jerry Corr. So there's a lot of things that we're writing about. Amanda, mm-hmm. you have a couple of examples as well.
Yeah, a couple other cases we're going to be writing about is the Stolen Sisters. So insisting on real action to end violence against Indigenous women and girls, something you were previously talking about, Jim.
Right.
Also, Hussein Celi, protect the legal and physical rights of a Uyghur activist. And also Raif Badawi, to help free a blogger. So he had issues with using his Facebook and Twitter account. So
is that in Iran? Or?
In Saudi Arabia.
Oh, Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
So.
And actually on our event in a day or two, we will post a video of his son, because his son, I believe, is here.
Oh, okay.
In Canada, if I'm not mistaken. And mm-hmm. His son is talking about his dad being in Saudi detained. And that's the... You know, they'll talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk to a little bit, too, about some success stories.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. So a lot of people come to Amnesty and say, you guys write a lot of letters. Does it even matter? Mm-hmm. You go to one of our events. Letter writing seems such a small thing to be doing. And a lot of people are a little skeptical of the value that they bring mm-hmm. through letter writing. So what we're going to do now is we're going to highlight some of these success stories that have come about, particularly from Write for Rights events.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole load of them, and we'll go through a couple of examples for you, Jim.
Okay.
For example, Yorm Bopha, who was jailed in Cambodia after protesting against forced evictions in her community, was released in November 2013, after authorities received nearly 253,000 letters from Amnesty supporters during last year's Right mm-hmm. for Rights events. And what Yorm said actually is, I thank all of the people who devoted their time to write to the government. I'm very happy to know that we are not alone.
Mm-hmm.
So that really strikes a chord of what Right for Rights is about, mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. Amnesty is about. And Amanda, do you want mm-hmm. to read another example?
Yeah, sure. In 2013, Right for Rights letters from Amnesty supporters focused on three activists arrested following a protest in Boltsynana Square, Moscow. The pressure on Russia led to the release of two of them, Vladimir Akhimkov and Mikhail Kosenko. So I think it was pretty amazing that they were released due to the actions of Amnesty mm-hmm. supporters and all the letters that were written.
Mm-hmm. Because one letter, obviously, every single letter matters. But when you, as Amanda mentioned it earlier, when you combine them with thousands yeah. upon thousands mm-hmm. on a single period of time, it really yeah. does make an impact and lets people take attention. Take attention. And even the video that we played earlier, I do apologize, I forgot about this, the parts that were not English, because the video had subtitles and they were really, really was a great video.
Yeah.
And if, in case you want to see the video, it's on our...
You could hear the emotion in their voices.
They're so thankful. And a lot of, and it's so great because a lot of these examples we've read are from 2013, last year.
Mm-hmm.
So cases that have already gotten results from last year. And maybe I could do a few more
sure.
as well. In the In July 1999, authorities were trying to find Makin Kin Lay's husband, Kau Wuna. When they couldn't find him, the authorities arrested Makin Kin Lay instead. She was then sentenced to life in prison. She was featured in 2008 Right for Rights and was set free in Myanmar a year later in February. So these things, these letters really do matter. They do make mm-hmm. a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we're mispronouncing a lot of the
yeah.
words, these are real people, people, and it matters to them.
I think what happens in a lot of these countries that don't have the same kind of rule of law that we do, and of course our rule of law is not perfect, but we're a lot better off than a lot of countries. But what will happen is,
if somebody annoys an official, it's almost a knee-jerk reaction. You know, send out the police, pick this person up, throw them in jail, and forget about them. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the key thing for amnesty. We don't allow them to be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they are reminded every day by a stack of mail on their desk that they had this person in jail for no better reason than, well, you know, he annoyed us, you know, and that's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens. They know that the letters will keep coming until they let that person out. And if they don't have a real good reason for having him in there, then many times, I'm not saying every time,
mm-hmm.
but many times that person will be freed. And even people who have been in prison for years will wear them down and will get those people out. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a few of those amazing stories, I think, Jim, mm-hmm. over the years, showing the results of writing letters and what people can do individually and also collectively.
I was just looking at some more articles from the Declaration. And these will be ones that ring true because they're things that we don't think of. It doesn't happen to us generally. This would be Article 8. Everyone has the right to an effective remedy by the competent national tribunals for acts violating the fundamental rights granted him by the Constitution or by law. And we do have human rights. I don't think we have a tribunal in Saskatchewan anywhere, but we still have the commissioner's office. Mm-hmm. And it's changed a bit, but it is still on the job. Article 9, no one shall be subjected to arbitrary arrest, detention, or exile. Article 10, everyone is entitled in full equality to a fair and public hearing by an independent and impartial tribunal in the determination of his rights and obligations and of any criminal charge against him. And the last one I'm going to read here is everyone charged with a penal offense has the right to be presumed innocent until proved guilty according to law in a public trial at which he has had all the guarantees necessary for his defense. And the second part of that is no one shall be held guilty of any penal offense on account of any act or omission which did not constitute a penal offense under national or international law at the time when it was committed, nor shall a heavier penalty be imposed than the one that was applicable at the time the penal offense was committed. That's a little more complicated, but it's important just the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyway, there's more, but I'll you can look them up online. Mm-hmm. Just look up the United Nations Declaration on human rights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe we can talk a little bit more about a couple more in detail about some of the cases that we're writing about.
Yeah, sure.
And then we'll highlight a little bit more success stories. I think mm-hmm. we have time for a few more.
Sure. And then we'll tell people again where we're going to be doing this and when.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good.
We'll finish off with that.
Sure. So one of the cases that we're focusing on is the Stolen Sisters, so insisting on real action to end violence against Indigenous women and girls. Everyone agrees, I think, that more needs to be done to stop the shockingly high rates of violence faced by First Nations, Inuit, and Métis women and girls in Canada. However, the federal government believes that Canada is already on the right track to protecting the lives of Indigenous women and girls.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not too many people agree with them, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we need some changes there.
Yeah.
But there are an awful lot of people working on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And another one that's also here in Canada is that we're asking to open doors to more Syrian refugees.
Right.
So we know that from February 2011, some people in Syria began to demand changes to their governments, and the Syrian authorities responded with brutal crackdown that led to armed conflict and a humanitarian catastrophe. 10 million Syrians have been forced to leave their homes, and over 4 million people have fled Syria, and over 6 million are displaced within the country. Syria has become the world's worst refugee crisis in a generation. Countries bordering Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, Iraq, and Egypt hosts about 95% of Syrian refugees. In Lebanon, one in every four people is a refugee of Syria. And what we're asking, Amnesty is calling on Canada to resettle about 11,500 Syrian refugees by the end of 2016. Children, men and women whose lives are at risk must be given the opportunity to begin a new life, dignity and safety here in Canada. So we're asking Canada to be a partner and a leader during this.
I forget who was doing the criticizing, but I think Canada has been criticized because how many, I think they resettled about
200 people.
Was 200? I'm not sure. Not very many anyway. Yeah. Not very many. I think about half what they committed to in the first place.
Well, they did promise to resettle 200 refugees by the end of this year. And the government did say that another 1,100 people could be assisted by private sponsor groups in Canada. Canada has not made any commitments beyond 2014. So that's why this is the call of Amnesty to resettle slightly a bigger number because of this huge catastrophe
with regards
to refugees in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but maybe we'll end in a slightly positive notes with a little bit more success stories that came about from Right for Rights, and then we'll talk about the event again.
Well, I was just wondering, Brian, what are we going to, like, what is December the 10th going to look like? Like, when are we going to start?
So the event's going to start at 5 p.m. and it goes until 9 p.m. So it's kind of a come and go, like Brian had mentioned, or if you want, you can come for the full 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen at 5?
Yeah, at 5 we will start off with a little introduction about what Amnesty is, go way more into detail than we were able to do in the show. Then we'll also, as we mentioned, show people how to write letters, and we'll show how to write letters, what are some of the main points, so that people don't have to go like writing a lot of stuff that might not be too relevant to the case.
Right.
And then after that, we will then show videos showcasing some of the work that's been done by Amnesty all throughout the night. And then we'll also have music playing. We'll have a couple of speakers, a couple of our presenters talk about the cases, the 10 cases that we're doing for Right for Rights in more detail. Yeah.
We also have prizes, door prizes, right?
We've got door prizes, so that's always a good thing.
And we have fun there.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to tell you, we have a good bunch of people there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More than anything, I think it's a good way for the season to get together with a lot of friendly folks and do a lot of good, not just a little, a lot of good, just in writing letters.
Right, right. Yeah.
So maybe we'll highlight one more success story and then move into actually highlighting our events again. That's okay.
Well, we're just about done here, actually. Okay. So maybe one more quick success story.
So Amnesty International's support is one of the reasons I was released. Your messages gave me hope and sense of solidarity. And that was from Mossad Abu Fakr. From 2009 Right for Rights case.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank the two of you for being here with me today. It's been a lot of fun. We've really, really enjoyed it. And it's good to sort of go over what we're all about, you know, what Amnesty is all about, what we're doing here in Regina. And, of course, we just scratched the surface. We didn't talk about dragon boats and things like that.
Yeah, throughout the year, right? We have events going on. So.
Provincial.
We do.
Yeah, provincially. So check it out on the website or Facebook.
And come on down to the Artful Dodger and we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, for sure. Regina, and then, like we said, in Saskatoon, the Gustana Lutheran Church, and in Moose Jaw, the Newcomer Welcome Center. Mm-hmm. All the details are on our website, amnestysaskatchewan.ca.
As we close this week's Human Rights Radio on CJTR Community Radio, we hope you've enjoyed listening to and have learned something new about human rights for all people. For information on past and upcoming shows with links to human rights actions and information, go to amnestysaskatchewan.ca. Peter Benenson, founder of Amnesty International, said, "Only when the last prisoner of conscience has been freed, the last torture chamber has been closed, the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights is a reality for the world's people, will our work be done."